This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
But we just pray that you had a great weekend, and we're just glad to be back, and mm-hmm. So glad that you're listening to us. Mm-hmm. Honey, why don't you read them on topic?
Okay. Here we go. People will stop getting your goat if you'll stop telling them where it's tied. And that comes from an old saying. Some of you may be too young to remember or even heard of this. The saying is, who got your goat? They really got your goat. In other words, they pushed your buttons.
They got to you.
They tipped you over. So we're taking it from that first one. People will stop getting your goat if you'll stop telling them where it's tied. Okay? And that's where we're going with this. And yeah. It has to do with Scripture.
It is. And it's Matthew 25:31-33. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit upon His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in His presence, and He will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
Goats.
Yeah. He will place the sheep at His right hand, and the goats at His left.
Mm-hmm. Goat's not a good thing in this passage.
Goat's not a good thing.
No, it's not. And the correlation we're making here is, what are your goats? Because in this passage, it's talking about goats as being the sinners.
Yeah.
And we're talking here in correlation to goats being what are, if you want to call it sins, let's just call it that.
Is.
Character defects, weaknesses, shortcomings, mm-hmm. meaning maybe yours is anger. Maybe you have a goat of self-pity, a goat of fear, a resentment. What happens when people that like to get to you, what do? They push those buttons, and that's what happens, is that stuff comes out. Mm. And the reason they do it is they're getting some kind of a payoff. And the payoff that they're getting is your reaction to it. They're enjoying our reaction to it. So we just want to talk about it. It's time to change their payoff. And the only way we can do that is by letting God be God. Because you know what? That is their stuff. We have no power to change ourselves without cooperating with God, of course. And we certainly cannot change other people. But He can.
Yeah.
So we have to let God be God and just focus back on, why is this upsetting me? And we have our own personal, you know, examples. I mean, I'm the baby of the family. I have three older sisters.
I am too.
Scott is too. And so we like to get picked on. Not just by our older siblings, but now they're kids.
No, we don't like to get picked on, but they like to pick on us.
What did I say?
Do we like to get picked on?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. You know, but you know what? They know that. And so we've had to learn the hard way to stop letting that get to us. Because when it does, what pops up? Anger, or, oh, poor me, self-pity, fear, or any resentments that we have that we've held from the last time that they did it. You know, and so for me, when I determined I'm not going to let this bother me anymore, because what I had to do was go, what's going on with me? Why does this bother me so much? I know that they love me, and they'll stop doing it. I can take their power away from them if I'll stop reacting to it. Mm-hmm. For example, one Christmas, my sister gave all of us what I call them scratch and sniff. She likes to buy those scratch off.
Yeah.
Things you
lottery.
Get, yeah, at the gas station. I don't personally buy them, but that's her deal. She gets a big kick out of putting them in our cards and scratching them off. And well, one year I got one, and I didn't notice that everybody else had kind of was in on this joke and was pretty much stopped watching, and were watching me scratch these off. Well, I'm known for having lots of facial expressions, and I would scratch the card, and every time I scratched it, another zero would pop up. The first one was a one, and then another zero, the first zero, then another zero, and another zero. And by the time you know, the camera after I saw it later, my eyes were huge. And another zero. So by then, I'd scratched them all, and it was $10,000. Well, I mean, I went crazy. And I was jumping all up and down. I was walking and running around the room. I even hugged one of my brother-in-laws, honey. it was so, but my sister, my oldest sister, was in the floor. She was in the floor laughing so hard. And I sat down and I was like, okay, what is going on? And they were like, you need to read the back of the card, read the rules. So I did, and some of them were things like redeemable at the North Pole, only good if you take it to your mama's house, and stuff like that. So I was so humiliated. It was funny, I'll admit that. But I turned to my sister, and I called her a choice word. And that's not something that my family is used to hearing. And so any of you guys that are listening, when something is out of character like that, it's even funnier.
Yeah.
And both of my parents were still alive at the time, and that came out of my mouth, and we were all, that just sealed the deal. And I mean, my family does not let me forget this. I mean, if we don't go to Christmas, they will at some point, now they text it to me. Or they save the video. It's like ammo. And so one year, I just decided to take their power away. And we brought it up in front of all of our friends and told them, made a lesson out of it about being human, told them exactly what happened. And, you know, they've stopped doing that.
Oh, that's good.
We took their power away because if you think about it, when people get your goat, again, there's a payoff there.
Yeah, just don't react to it.
Yeah, and for them, it's so funny, and they get enjoyment by dangling that over my head. But when I finally got to the point where I just joined in and didn't bother me anymore, yeah, then it's funny how they stopped doing that.
Yeah, they don't even talk about it anymore.
No, but as long as they saw that they were getting my goat, they would see, you know, anger come up in me and resentment.
That's
and self-pity.
Right.
I even got fearful because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, we're in ministry. Now they're going to use this over me and this is going to pop up now. I mean, all that stuff.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But I had to work through all that and I had to really just turn what was going on with me over to God,
yeah,
as well as them and go on because, you know what? That kind of stuff separates us from people that love us and from people that we love.
That's right.
And the only way to eliminate that separation is to lay it before God and say, you know, this is what's going on with me, and admit this is bringing up resentment in me and fear.
Mm-hmm.
I finally stopped saying, help me not be resentful. I finally got to the point where I say, God, I've got resentment. And then I get into agreement with Him, and then He'll work with me.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm demanding Him do something about it without admitting it, sincerely asking Him to help me, not much changes.
That's right.
So I hope someone is getting this. But
absolutely.
If there's somebody out there that gets your goat, you know, they just get to you. You know, there's people who aren't married anymore. They're dealing with the kids. And that ex-spouse,
oh, yeah,
is always trying to get to the other one.
Yeah.
Then you got kids, you've had kids, they know how to push your buttons and just gets to them. Well, as a parent, have you noticed when you figure that out, stop reacting,
yeah, they stop
to
it.
Them, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun anymore.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
What's an example for you?
Well, I remember when I was in high school, I was a senior in high school on the football team. We were playing for state playoff, and we'd already won state the year before. We were playing again. We're playing against a really good team, and there was an All-American defensive end I was playing against, and he knew how to get my goat. He knew how to get it. You know, he would taunt me and this and that, and you know what? I became angry. I became fearful, you know, and I had a terrible game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we lost. I wasn't the only reason why we lost, because they just beat us bad. But, you know, I held that anger in me and that resentment. Well, I went to college and played college football, and guess who I was playing against?
Mm.
And it was for the championship of the league.
Of course it was.
Of my football, you know, in college. And so, and believe it or not, as wild as it sounds, there was a play called, and he was playing linebacker at that time in college, and I was still playing offensive tackle. Well, my job was to cut down and to block him so our running back could run behind me and score a touchdown, and we win the football game.
Mm.
And it was all depending on my block.
Mm-hmm.
And so here comes that, you know, I mean, I had a good game, you know. But this is one I had to get this guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So his old feelings from high school started coming back. And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to let that take me over.
That's right.
And so when I, you know, so the you know, they hiked the ball. I went over there, and I, you know, in football terms, they say I annihilated this guy. I mean, I knocked him till next week.
Right?
You know, the running back scored a touchdown. We won the football game. But instead of taunting him like he did me and belittling him like he did me, I went over there and I held my hand out. I picked him up and I told him, good game.
That was vengeance, God's vengeance.
Yes. And so I just told him, it's a good game, man. And I walked off. We were victorious.
Ooh, that ripped coals on his head.
But, you know, I held that resentment for too long. I mean, this was my junior year in college. I'd held it for three years.
And
it,
you felt separated, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. And so, but it felt so good, especially, you know, when I did block him and we won. But what really felt great is I didn't belittle him like he had done me. I didn't let that, I didn't make what he did to me, I didn't want the same thing to be done to him.
That's right.
And so that's what we're talking about here. Just because people might get your goat doesn't mean that you have to get theirs. Okay, we all hurt. The, you know, one thing that's common about all Christians is we're all sinners.
And you know what else like that? We're all hurting. Hurting people hurt people.
We're all hurting people. And so, but we know who to run to, and that's Jesus. So if someone tries to get your goat, don't react to it. But when you walk off, pray about it and just talk to God about it.
Okay. About you, not give them over to him.
I mean,
this is about
what they said. Yeah, what they said is forget it.
That's their deal.
You know, let them live with it. Okay, but have him just pray to him to strengthen you, so you can forgive them and go forward.
Yeah, because you know they go on. When my family would do that, they go on and forget about that. Yeah. It was all for the moment, and here I would carry that around all that time, and they wouldn't think about it again until the next Christmas.
That's right. Well, you know, God's there for all of us. I mean, and that's where he wants us to be. He wants us to run to him, not just for because we have anger or self-pity or fear or resentment. He wants to run to him for all occasions, for what's ever going good in our life, whatever we need struggles with, you know, whatever the case may be, he wants us to run to him. And what we're talking about today, when someone gets your goat, then run to the shepherd.
And say, that's right. And say, that's good. And tell the shepherd, this is what my goats are. I got anger. I got self-pity. Don't ask him to make you not be angry. Tell him you are.
Right.
So y'all can do some business together. He wants to be in agreement with you.
That's right. You know, one thing Teresa and I were talking about the other day was the fact that at the end of each of our podcasts, we do say the sinner's prayer. And we realize that a lot of you that are listening to us have given your life to Christ or devoted to him and are following him in a special way. And we certainly appreciate that, and we love you for listening to us. There may be some of you who are not, okay? But what I'm requesting, and so and Teresa is as well, for those of you who are following Jesus, I know you know people in your lives who aren't. Please forward these podcasts to them. Okay, we want to be encouraging to everybody, but we really want to reach the lost in the world.
Yes,
we want them to hear maybe a different view of who Christ really is. Okay, I mean, just put it in reality.
Yes,
and so just maybe God will allow us to say something that may change their lives forever.
And it's like we say in our intro, that he is a loving God.
He is a loving God. And
for y'all that don't, maybe, never heard this, a lot of people out there think God is mad at them.
Yeah, and he's not.
He's a loving God.
You know, but the thing is, many of us have been mad at him.
Because we didn't.
Because we thought maybe he caused something.
It's because we didn't know his character, what he's like.
God doesn't cause sin. He doesn't cause bad things to happen.
That's right.
He allows things, the course of life, to go on.
Because people have free will and free choice.
And so, you know, I mean, you hear of horrible things.
Yes.
You know, someone being in a car wreck, losing their life, or something like that. And then all of a sudden you see of what great and awesome things came from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't understand, we don't understand things, you know, that happen sometimes in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we want you to know that, you know, especially in today's podcast, when someone gets your goat, go to the shepherd.
That's right. That's good.
So listen, we'd love to pray the sinner's prayer right now. And listen, you know, that's one way to start off for not letting someone get your goat is knowing who to run to when they do.
Mm-hmm.
So please pray with us the sinner's prayer. And if you've never done so, from your heart, please do so today. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for who you are. Lord, we know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me. Father, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need you to be my shepherd. I need you to lead me. I need to run to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all so much. And if you did pray this prayer of salvation, we ask for you to email us at info@livingitup.org.
Yeah.
And we're just so blessed to have you as part of our family.
So anyway, we've gone over. We'll try to do better the rest of this week. Remember, people will stop getting your goat if you'll stop telling them where it's tied.
That's right.
Have a great rest of the day on Monday. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And until then, keep living it up.
While we're getting it again.